You feel its edges in your mind before they even reach your fingers. There's a tremor inside it. Dare you open it? Too late. You already have. Welcome to Haunted MTL's Combo Box, with contributors John Combo and J.M. Brannick.
And now, for our thrilling conclusion, here's Jim Phoenix and J.M. Brannick discussing ticked off trans women with knives.
And I will say, it takes tremendous comedic genius to make something like this funny, and that is not there in this. So,
I mean, it's no bully.
I mean, I can count on one hand, on probably four fingers, the times that I've laughed at a rape joke. Honestly.
Was grabbing by the pussy one of them?
No.
Damn.
No. No.
Sorry, Donald.
No. I mean, that's not a joke. That's for real lives. That's my motto of every day.
I'm pretty sure it's just one big Andy Kaufman fucking setup that we're all waiting for the punch at right now.
Okay, we again are going, this is going to take us.
That's my only way out of this reality. It's going to be Andy Kaufman at the end going, ha, fuckers, I didn't die.
I didn't die.
I was Donald Trump for the last couple of years. That's it.
And I was Elvis all this time. So again, in this movie, it's so, that's where it kind of reminds me of like Last House on the Left, of just like a bonkers scene after like something traumatic, because it's just like so out of left field and so dismissive. Yeah. Because she can't talk now. She is voiceless, which again is kind of...
She's brain damaged.
Because she is brain damaged.
Yeah.
Or because she's been traumatized. We really don't know. And honestly, that could have been a really interesting thing to play on.
Oh my God, that would be great. Not like great for the person, but think about it. It would then become a revenge movie.
Yes.
Whereas she has an obstacle
lost
to overcome.
Her voice. Her voice as in a bigger scheme of the voice.
Right. There you go. I love that part.
Right.
Good job, Box.
Yeah.
Brannick.
That is not what we got.
We got a gay joke.
Huh? Yeah.
We got a gay joke instead.
We got a gay joke instead, which again is kind of disheartening. And the actress did come to the defense of this movie, you know, and said, this is not against, you know, the community. This is all in good fun and poking fun of things and stuff like that. And I know that she was proud of this project and she did a good job, but...
Yeah, no, she was brilliant.
Again, when you look at these things and you look at the kind of the mess that it is, you're like, ooh, it could have been one or the other. It could have been go crazy, go real, you know? And you can have jokes in a real thing. You can still have...
It's Shakespeare. Shakespeare does that. Like, yeah. Hamlet's not all fucking crying, killing herself. It's funny moments.
Yeah.
They list it as a comedy thriller and it doesn't know what to be.
Right. They're right. And you can have campy fun and still have something like that. Like, I think it's The Final Girls is campy fun, but I still cry every time I watch that goddamn movie. I do. It's a fucking curse. It is. One of the only movies I cry to. But it is. I'm like,
you're
ugly cry.
Right now.
Her mom is stripping so she can live. Oh my God, it's so beautiful.
I cried during Resident Evil, during the beaver scene, because I missed it last week.
Yeah, you did. I can't remember if it's the first one or the second one. I'll have to rewatch it.
Better be the first one, because that's the one I'm going to watch later on.
Okay. It's like a hospital scene. So anyway... So for all the
Nurse Connie Lingus is a callback. Like, hey.
She's alone. It's a hospital scene. For anybody interested in there, go check it out.
Where's Mr. Skin when I need him?
And watch the whole movie. It's a fun movie. Mila Jovovich.
It's better than this movie.
Yeah.
It's better than this piece of
It is. And she's just so entertaining to watch. Anyway. So
also a revenge film.
Also a revenge film, yes. So her friends, yada yada, she leaves, she goes home. She gets her voice back suddenly, very suddenly.
Within
the next scene, but again, she has the lisp.
And I don't know how to break these down, because the scenes, I don't know if they just didn't edit, didn't cut, lost a reel. Because remember, like, one book, they're like, oh, fuck it, we lost a reel. Fuck it, we're just saying, reel lost. And they keep going on, like, no fucks given. But
and what was the purpose of that lost reel?
There's so many parts that they didn't apologize for losing a reel that they should have. Like, there's just so many jumps they make throughout the movie.
Well, obviously, they didn't lose a reel. I mean, this movie was made in 2010, right?
Yes.
To me, well, that's...
It came out in 2010, so...
Right. Well, that's the joke. It's supposed to be, like, an homage to the 70s movies. So, if you're filming it on digital, I would assume in 2010.
Right,
so
you won't have calls back to the...
So it calls back to it. So again, what is the purpose and the point of that?
I think, and this is why I was wondering why they didn't use that more, because there are some things that they just didn't want to shoot or explain.
Right.
And we just assume like, oh, it's like the shittiest exposition ever, most is. And they could have just very well done the lost reel thing.
Yeah.
Like that lost reel joke could have happened like later on.
Yeah.
And like, oh, that's why we don't see what happens later on, like just because they lost real great. I get it.
Because it's already so jumpy anyway, it doesn't really call attention to itself or affect the movie in any way.
Yeah.
So to me, I was it's,
oh.
What?
Dude, I know what the lost real is.
What?
Fucking Flash. Flash has an entire like 5-axis soliloquy and everything like that. He's actually doing the whole
trick. Are you kidding me? It's just his dick.
Just Flash's dick. There's a whole lot.
Flash's dick for like 15 minutes. Just flopping up and down.
Which is weird because I'd rather watch that than, you know, what comes next of Kung Fu Island.
I would too. Yes, let's talk about Kung Fu Island because I want to get into that a lot. What I named it was Fergus's Magical Martial Arts. And it was the biggest of plot conveniences ever, and I hated it. I hated it from word go.
It didn't belong. There was no need for it.
It was dumb in a lot of different ways. For one, it was like super racially insensitive.
Slightly.
Fergus, who we've only seen in one scene before, we don't know really who he is. He's like, all of a sudden, like, girls, we're going to go somewhere. And they're like, oh, okay. The next scene is them all on a wagon, all dressed as geishas.
Yes.
And we're like, okay. And there's oriental music and he's meditating. And it's like, oh no. Now, see, that could have been funny because in the 70s, there was a lot of bullshit like this.
Jerry Lewis.
Yeah. And just bullshit like, oh, magic karate all of a sudden. Like,
yeah.
Okay, fine. But that would have been funnier if you had called attention to the bullshittery of it in the 70s, because we are not making it in the 70s. We're making it in 2010. So just to play it straight was real awkward. So,
and then that's a good appropriate choice of words, like just playing it straight in a movie that doesn't play anything.
No.
Not even rape scenes straight.
No. And that's another thing too.
You gave that more credits than a rape.
Yeah, I have that too as a different point that I would have done is, as much as I hate them, the way that rape scenes are handled is vital to the story. And the rape scenes, I don't know if it was 2, I don't know if it was 3, I don't know how many, but they're all dismissive and they're all vague, physically and emotionally, they're vague and they're,
yeah.
I mean.
And the characters' reaction to the rape scenes are also kind of like, oh, whatever.
Just give me a shot. Like, okay. In Surf, Nazis Must Die.
Oh, good Lord. Do I have time for a whiskey?
There is a scene where Mama Washington is sad about her son dying. And it's just one scene. It's like 15 seconds. But it's her in a rocking chair with her Bible. And in between her Bible is a gun. And she's just looking straight ahead, dead-eyed. And it doesn't say much. You don't need to. But it's basically that contemplation of, am I going to stick to my beliefs or am I going to stick to my revenge? And that is a beautiful little moment that we needed in this that we didn't get. We needed that for Bubbles and we never got that for Bubbles. It was always a flurry of characters around her, but never the character of Bubbles. I never understood her. And that
for a protagonist that like a lot of bad shit happens to.
Yes.
Even if you want to listen to like a spit on your grave.
Yes.
We sort of know that character.
Look, I haven't even seen all of A Spit on Your Grave.
All 3 of them.
But you know what?
The original.
I know of that pinball scene because it is soaked into our culture. So visceral. You need something visceral and then you need a reaction to that. When she gets out and Boner is already out, like there's nothing that happened. There's no repercussions. There was no calling of the police. People have died. Like,
yeah.
How can you, I mean, he goes by Boner. He has two friends. Like,
I understand it's Texas, but come on.
But seriously, I think it would have been extremely more emotionally impactful if he did have like a gay defense, which has happened, and
yeah.
It worked. That would have been, what the fuck? The system has failed me.
The legal system has failed me. Now right. I must take the law in my own hands.
Right. Dun, 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 dun. Right.
Ooh.
Exactly. But instead we get, what did you call Kung Fu Island?
I do not know anything I've said since the last minute.
Okay. Instead we get Kung Fu Island. So Fergus takes them into this woods and he's quoting all of these random songs from like the 2000s. I think one of them was Milkshake by Kellis.
That's from the 2000s? I mean, obviously in this century, but I thought that happened after 2010. Am I missing a decade of my life? Probably.
Because I was like, okay, this was supposed to be set in the 70s, and these are not 70s lyrics. And again, it's just so random because they're just walking and he's quoting them. So he takes them and then he tells them that he is this kung fu master and he's going to teach them how to kung fu.
And they'll become Charlie's angels after that and go out and wreak havoc on the wills of, it seems like he's trying to set them up for something bigger than the movie ever did. Like they were an avenging force, but they weren't.
With costumes. They did have costumes.
They're stripper costumes, but yeah.
Yeah, the costumes.
The little glitter. Yeah. I did like the makeup.
The makeup is gorgeous.
The makeup is great. I know. I was going to say, oh my God, Pinky Latrim's makeup? Holy shit, I'm jealous of the lips and the eyes, everything. Just fucking jealous.
Yes, the makeup for all of them at all times was spot on.
Which is
beautiful.
Weird, because the special effects makeup is just shit.
Right.
Just utter fucking garbage.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The throat cutting was painful to watch and not in the way that I wanted it to be painful to watch. The
black eye? Right. It's like you wanted to do
that. Yeah. It was basically, the black eye was basically just black eye shadow.
Yeah. And one time I just forgot it, like kind of like, it's too dark to see in a nightclub. I'm like, no, because it's not on.
Yeah. It was go big or go home when it comes to a movie like this. I'm sorry, special effects people. I'm sure you didn't have a lot of money in your $300,000
budget. $300,000
budget.
And I know you and I had this conversation. I thought they knocked it out for maybe 30 grand.
Yeah, it's
not the strip club out.
Yeah, it's
extras.
You would think there would be more, especially because that is the leading thing of the movie. You need those deaths and those things to be visceral. You need that in your revenge, and it was not. Anyway, so we're on Karate Island, Kung Fu Island, all these islands. The point of that too is that I was so incensed by that because it happens for one out of left field, and two, it's not about the women. Like, it takes a man to suddenly train them how to take their own revenge. It is not them seeking it out. It is him very coincidentally being like, here, let me train you.
It's Mad Max Furiosa. I'm getting a lot of shit for this one, but.
Oh, God. Oh, you fucking watch yourself.
Okay. People say, oh, it's a great feminist movie. Really? Because it really takes a guy to save her.
No. It is a great feminist movie.
I watched
movie.
It once. That's all I'm going to watch.
Oh, my God.
There's no beaver shot.
I have literally watched it about 15 times. That is one of my top three movies.
And you know what the thing is? If that's a top three movies 15 times, that's only 6 times more than one person on our site watched Bully.
Watched Bully.
Like, but,
she gave it 4, 4, 4. See, I would give 5. I would give that movie 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5.
Love you, Pars.
Love you, Pars. We do. No, I guess you and me are going to have a throwdown on that.
Damn right.
It is.
I'll watch it again.
Extremely feminist movie.
Ugh.
To the point of.
It's such a Jesus story.
You're a Jesus story. Your face is a Jesus story.
My face is a Jesus story. Give me a baseball bat. I'll be boner.
As in, it needs to be resurrected.
Resurrected? Ooh, bitch. After burn. At that burn, right? 3 days later, I'll come back.
Anyway.
What were we talking about before?
So it takes a man.
Act one, scene two. Sorry.
It takes a man.
We're in two, yeah.
Okay, so going back to Kill Bill, and this is not a spoiler, so you're fine. You're fine. Okay. I can't believe I have to say that about Kill Bill. Jesus
Christ. I know. I feel bad because the movie's just so old. I just never
so
got
in the
to
second
it.
Part, she is that's taught Kung Fu. Yes, there's two parts. She's taught Jesus. Kung Fu. But the thing is, she goes to him to learn, and he says no. He flat out says no. And she has to continually try for it. Try and try and try, because he's like, nope, not going to do it. Nope, not going to do it.
He's quite a kid, yeah.
Yeah, and basically, finally, he puts her through pure hell and accepts her as his mentee and trains her. And it is hard. But the thing is that the lesson is in the struggle. That's how you grow.
Karate Kid, painting fences, waxing cars.
Yeah, or, you know, being Hilary Swank.
I do like that Karate Kid. The next Karate Kid, I do like that one. I do like that one. I don't like the Jaden Smith one. That's a piece of shit.
I like.
Not the person's a piece of shit. I just think that remake of Karate Kid with, you know, Pat Morita is always.
It should have been Kung Fu Kid.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's
I think if they had just switched it over to be, because then that, it's more problematic. Anyway, we're not talking about that. We're talking about this. So to adapt to overcome and empower, that's the lesson in in any story, really, if you want to think about it. Like, that's kind of what
How
we're trying to do.
How does your character change? Yeah.
Yes. And there wasn't any journey in this. And
not
that
a damn one.
Not one. And that is so disheartening. That's so disheartening because, again, you have these great characters and fucking nothing to do. Fuck all the being empowered. All right. So they learn Kung Fu or whatever. And then
they learn Kung Fu or whatever. Something like that.
Well, it kind of cuts off too because there's that joke.
Right.
Of,
they do. It's like,
there's that joke of like, I'm going to do this crazy thing. And they're like, you can't do that crazy thing. And he's like, watch me. And then the reel breaks. It's wonk, funny. Wonk, wonk. No. Pass. Then later, she's in her house. She's cutting up lemons with a gigantic knife. A real knife, I should say, because they got real fake real quick.
Oh, real quick in that fucking scene, yeah.
Real quick. So it's a real knife first. I actually thought this was kind of clever. It has been done before, but I do like this. Is she's cutting up lemons. She turns around to look out the window, and she turns back, and the knife is gone. I do like that because that adds suspense. It's been done, yes, but it's a great setup. Unfortunately, it doesn't really go anywhere super fun. Boner's there. He's like, I saw you were at the club shaking your ass. I'm here to finish the job of killing her, we assume. And Chewie with what an eye patch.
Now, is that a pirate joke? Are they going for the gay butt pirate?
The butt pirate joke? Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. It's not early 2000s,
though. Did they miss that? Like, they missed that joke because they're doing all the other cringe jokes and gay tropes.
Which
they missed
is
one?
Sad because, again, this was made in the community, with the community. By the community, for the community. And it falls on so many tropes. And it's just, it was like, man, come on. You know, I don't know.
We can do cringe too. Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Way to prove that.
You don't have to, though. Nope, we're going to do it.
No, the movie no one asked for.
Yeah.
But The premise is actually great.
The premise is great. And again, the first couple scenes, I was kind of into it because I'm like, okay, they're fun. And they're
fucking ankle shots. You're there. I'm like,
yeah. Like, I'm not doing this shit, man. You know, I know it's kind of, you know, cheesy, but it's like, hey, mommy, where are you going? You know, come suck my dick. Yeah. And she's like, fuck you. You know, I got a club to come.
It's
you
real
know?
Banter, man.
Yeah. It was fun. It was at least fun. But when we get to the end, it's like, ugh, all right, just come on, let's just do this.
You can almost tell they shot it in order and they just gave up.
Kind of, yeah. And in her apartment, it was so apartment-y. And what I mean by that is that I was so frustrated with the end battle because she's there, guys come in, they have this whole long scene with these cards, you pick this card.
Oh my god. And even the guy being tortured forgot the fucking card is for. Like, what card is that for? I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. You explained to you 5 seconds ago.
Yeah. Your life, it's really long. If you were gonna do something like that, you should have done that in the beginning and then have that as the payoff. Like, have that as like the first incident,
like,
and then
he should have did it to her.
Or some
sort of call back to the
right,
like not some random deaf card. I think yes. Rachel Slur mentions that, like some kind of like deaf by playing. She makes a mention like how bullshit the whole thing is. Like, just why don't we just kill him right now?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. She does at the end. She's like, that's too good. Let's just kill them.
It's like, what the fuck are we doing? It's like, oh, integrate like, this plot to be.
It's trying to be cerebral at one point. Again, it's tonal dissonance. It's just tonally all over the place, you know? And again, it feels like he was trying to make two movies in one, and it just doesn't work.
It don't work, no. And now, are you in the end game? Are you where they're already tied up? Or, because I have a question that goes to call back to the 5 seconds before that.
To where they're tied up? Oh, no, we're not to the guys tied up yet.
Okay. Spoiler, they get tied up.
Yeah, so they tie her up, play this game. Then we see in like a thing, because she had been on the phone. That was a dumb moment too. Like, we don't think that her friends are there, but her friends are there.
They're in the window, aren't they?
They're right outside, but they want to play coy about that. I don't know why. It felt like kind of a wasted time.
Yeah.
it just, at this point, I'm like, just do it, get this over with.
Just rape someone already with it. Just damn it.
Kill somebody, do something. Somebody do something. So anyway, all this goes on and she's untied suddenly and she starts kicking butt and her friends are there and they kick butt and now the guys are tied up. So the guys are tied up now and they wake up being tied up.
Yeah. And that's the part where I miss.
Oh, okay.
I don't, for me, maybe the jump was just too shittily, but the fight scenes are just so horrible.
Yeah.
Like they need to go back to Kung Fu Island or something. I don't know.
Well, part of the fight scenes too is like they were pretty toe to toe. You would think on Kung Fu Island with his magical kung fu that they would be at a major advantage now, because these are just young street thugs. You know, these are people who don't have the
magical things shoved up their ass. Yeah.
Well, yes, and that's
that comes
another
later.
Thing.
Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. They wake up and they're like, "Our assholes are greasy." Which is funny.
Because you're a greaser.
Which is
Mexican.
Funny. Like, is that, do you like
wake up with my ass greased? Not usually.
Like, would you feel that suddenly? Like, I guess you would feel something in your ass. Like, you'd feel a knife in your ass. I would probably say something like, there's something in my ass. Not my asshole's greasy.
Well, my asshole's greasy. It's usually not this greasy. Oh, that big pain I have in my rectum? That's usual.
Yeah,
my prostate is pretty swollen.
Right. I usually throw shit up my ass just for funsies, but
I
don't
poop bile sometimes.
I never put grease.
No.
That will never come out.
I'm vegan, damn it. What the fuck are you guys using? This is probably animal product, isn't
it? Yeah, is this an animal product? This better be olive oil.
Is this lard?
Is this
Crisco?
Is this petroleum jelly? Because you cannot do that. You should not do that.
I almost broke up my lube. I forgot. Hey, only one person will see it on camera is you. Like, here's my lube. Water-based vegan lube. Like, there you go.
Let me explain this and read it to you. Right. Hey, if lube wants to sponsor me, I'm for that. That's fine.
Yeah, and how bad is my day job? I have like a bottle of lube on my desk.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you, is that your day job?
That's my big boy job. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
it helps pass the time.
So they go into this fight scene, and it's not really well shot. It's very confusing.
Yes. Even the setup's confusing because there's three dudes on the ground with things shoving their ass, and they do a card game saying, you know, if you flinch, you're going to take your switchblade and it's going to open up inside you and kill you, probably. Or the one guy, Boner's got a gun in his ass, pointed at his brain, apparently. And they got the three cards.
Trigger will, I don't know how you could trigger
be a sphincter,
asshole, but whatever, fine, sure, okay. Great.
Well, it's suspension, you know, we have the spinner belief, like, okay. Maybe it's a derringer, there's no actual guard on it, it's just going to pop off that way. But, yeah, so the card game, they just do away with the card game, right?
Yeah, they like, do the card game. And, again, it's so confusing and so unnecessary. Because even as the audience, you're just like, just kill them. Like, just kill. Please,
by this point, could we just wrap this? Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, it's not satisfying.
It's slow death. But, you know, Pinky Latrim, as she's taking Chewie's toenail off.
And we don't even see that. That was a big thing, too. We never even see the we just see the knife by the toe and his fart reactions is what I always call that, because it just looks like they're kind of, like, farting.
Maybe he was.
I also say that for, like, Les Mis. Those are real big fart faces in there. But we don't actually ever see any of the real gore. I didn't know if it was she was pulling his toenails off. I didn't.
Anita Gore.
Huh?
Is she in this film too? Anita Gore?
No.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said Anita Gore. Like,
no.
Oh,
Sharon Needles is not in this either.
Sharon Needles should be.
She's great. Anyway, so I don't even know what she's doing to the toes. Is she cutting them off? Is she?
I thought they might be cutting it off, but they kept like plying. We see a far shot of like the foot in blood.
Yeah.
But that's as far as we get. And
$30,000. $300,000.
$30,000. I thought the budget. No. $300,000 for, I honestly don't know.
For, I don't know. I mean, like, give me like, that.
Even production, it can't be also with the fucking marketing budget, you think. But then what the hell they spend like 150 G's on for marketing for this? Like, they get on Tubi and make, like Tribeca somewhere?
They did try Tribeca.
Oh, I made that up. I thought, did they really do Tribeca?
They did. And there was a lot of protests there from the LGBT community. GLAAD was really against this movie. And the main actress came out and just said, look, you know, I'm a trans woman too. And like with us, you can't read a book by its cover. So I suggest that you try to at least watch the movie and see for yourself. Well, I watched the movie, so.
Yeah, unfortunately. We watched a movie and it did speak for itself.
Found
and
it lacking.
Which is sad.
But yeah, so with Boner too, like, I didn't get, like you said before, like his motivation. It was never clear his motivation. I mean, like we can take inferences of why, like he was embarrassed, but was he a murderer? Was he a sadist? I mean, like he was angry, but he seemed to delight in torturing her. So.
But just her.
Just her. Just
yeah,
her.
That's the thing. It's like, I couldn't, okay. I'm a redneck meth head. I rape a girl. I found out that it was a tranny with a knife or ticked off, whatever it was. And like, oh, you're not, you know, dude looks like a lady.
He sings that too.
I wonder if that's where the money went to, is Aerosmith. Because you can say the title of it without paying any money out because you can't copyright a title. But when you start singing bars from it, or you start singing the title, like, wow.
Why would then just cut that? I mean, it didn't really add to anything.
Nothing whatsoever. That was clever. I don't know. It didn't add anything.
It didn't add to anything.
And that's the thing. It's like, at that point, when he found out it wasn't a cis woman, you could reasonably beat the shit out of her. I get that. Okay, he's an asshole. gay shame, whatever. He's homophobic. He's self-loathing, whatever it is you want to call it. Beat the shit out of her. Let her go. Why hunt her back down?
He's obsessive with her.
Yeah. And then beats her to almost to death with a baseball bat, but really have a baseball bat and you're trying to kill her. You just couldn't do it.
And with all her friends too. I mean, it's not just her at that point. That's like a whole big, you know, thing. Like if he was going to, cause she says at one point, how did you know where my apartment is? And he's like, it's not that hard to find. I'm not that stupid.
Why didn't he just be for other acts?
Why not just do that in the first place?
Yeah. You know? Like, it's not that hard to find you, except for the other hour and 20 minutes of the movie. It was very
fun. And why even get the others involved if that was absolutely the thing? Like, and if he is, like, say, you know, all right, let's say, and we kind of talked about this in Bully, but if you're going to go the trope route of he is attracted to her, doesn't know how to handle this, so it turns to aggression, because aggression is the only thing he can, you know, is masculine, blah, yeah, blah, 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 blah. Okay, then show that. That would make it a little, I wouldn't like it, but it would at least make it a little bit more logically cohesive.
It grounds it a bit more that way.
Yeah.
It's but like, we don't even get that part. And that's the thing, is like, it's just like random shit. Like, I want to know what he does with the rest of his time.
Yeah.
Like, what is that fucking guy doing the other 22 hours of the day?
Right. And
playing Parcheesi.
What are his friends doing? Because again, they are so loyal. Chewie takes a fucking heel to the eye and is still like, yeah, I'll come with you. Yeah. Like, to me, I don't know. I have some friends, you know, like, but taking a fucking heel to the eye and then they're like, hey, we got to go finish the job. I might be like, you know what?
I'm going to sit this one out.
I think I'm just going to sit home and watch Netflix instead. You know, I did it last time and I lost my fucking eye. So yeah, I think
my depth perception is a bit off on this one. Yeah.
I think we're good. I think you and I are good. You know, right.
You and I are good.
Are good. But again, he's there and he's like, hey, hey, hey. And it's like, so what's your motivation? Why are you
here? Yeah, what did they get out of it? I mean, that's the thing. It's like, what do they get out of it? Because it almost seems like this wasn't just a one-off. They didn't like meet Nacho at the club that day. No. This is someone that they knew from before.
Yeah, she, Emma, like, met Nacho and was, yeah, that was the thing, is like, it was a lead up. It was like planned out. So this is a big plan. So again, why? Why? And again, why is his name Boner?
Why is his name Boner? Why do they take turns like slowly carving someone up? Now, I will say, I believe it's, what's the racial one? Racial slur.
Rachel
slur. Does like a kick and heels. I'm like, wow, that's actually pretty impressive to do that.
Oh, like, yeah, a good kick. And they, trust me, they shot that from multiple angles.
Yeah. Like, they're like,
and they play that many times. But she was the only one who had life and energy in any of those fights. Like, she was the only one that she was, because she was covered in blood. And I was like, I like this. I don't like everything about this, but I like her energy and I like her, because she was the only one who felt like, fuck you, I'm gonna kill you. And that was kind of her narrative throughout the whole fight.
Why are we fucking with carbs, man? We're just gonna kill your ass right now.
Right, exactly. She's like, this is too complicated, fuck that. And again, it was weird that it was a team effort, because it was really Bubbles who had to come into that.
Fight them one-on-one. Great idea. Like, wait, what? You got three guys tied up in the ground? Why are you fighting one-on-one again? Because what?
And again, just this should have been Bubbles's journey. And she got kind of pushed to the side, to be honest. She never really came out and said, girls, I got this. You know?
Yeah.
You stay back. I've got this.
It was only an afterthought.
Yeah, only at the very, 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 very end when he has the gun. And again, where are guns? Okay, like, this is America. This is Dallas. There's guns everywhere. You know, those guys should have had more guns. I'm not pro-gun or anything, but I'm just saying, guns were lacking.
Well, they had to fit up his ass. So I think that was the limiting factor. Like, how big is his asshole that the gun could fit in it? Handle just, first.
And the knives that they had were so...
Piccola Trim pulls it out from her hair, I'm guessing?
Okay, that was kind of funny. Like the
almost no. balance.
Flips. Yeah. But they were so fake. So fake. Fakey. And I felt bad about that because I'm just thinking like, oof, I know cosplayers that have made better looking weapons.
Yeah, this is 2010. And again, their budget went to, we don't know what. It wasn't props. It wasn't FX. It sure the fuck wasn't. Maybe the trolley. Maybe that trolley shot you liked, that cost $100,000 to make.
Okay.
Fucking ankle size trolley.
And there were two of them. So that's 200.
The Steadicam. Yeah.
And they like were
Sam maybe could have necked that out.
There was a hospital scene, so that would have been money because they were in the hospital.
And it did look like a real hospital too. I don't think they.
Yeah, no, that was a real hospital or some kind of hospital facility, like a medical facility.
Now, was it a real hospital? Because this is Texas. This was almost according to Henry Rollins, which I will believe. Like that part of Texas was just almost the original Hollywood because it was so cheap to make a film there. I mean, a bunch of shit there. So was it like a studio set in Texas that they used for some hospital shit?
I don't think so.
Or do you think they just went, fuck it, let's rent out a hospital for a minute?
I think it's let's rent out a hospital because it seems like he was very like involved in the community. It seems like from what I've read, he's just very Dallas. Like that was where he got his start. That's where his passion is. That's where his heart is. Like even all of the entertainers that are there, like I looked at some of their profiles from like certain clubs and stuff, and it's like when I got to Dallas, that's when I hit it off as myself and my own, you know, I feel
right,
you know. So I feel it was kind of like, but if it's going to be a love letter to Dallas too, like I said, the shots where the nightlife was there, that was the most full of life that I felt. And then we just get these drab other places. And so going back,
No, I was going to say, and just to take you to Kung Fu Island was just so out of not Dallas.
Yeah, it was very, I feel like it was, I think it was maybe a Dallas thing. Like maybe if we lived in Dallas, we'd be like, oh, that's blah, blah, blah park.
That's a racist Asian geisha place. Yeah. Of course we knew that. That's well, where all I the mean, white people dress up as geisha girl. Right. And sell sushi as they give us...
have what, horrible accents. Yeah. Well, I think in a way it kind of is. Kind of like in It Follows. You know, there are points of... It's like, oh, I know where that is in Detroit. Oh, I know where that is too. Where it's like kind of more of a love letter to the place too.
Yeah.
Whereas we as non-Dallas people would be like, what the fuck is this park?
Why is this fucking here? Yeah.
Yeah. But also on that note of locations.
The location of the gun was suspicious.
Going back to the final fight, thankfully, Rome was gone. Is set Wrong in the apartment. Too. And this was someone's apartment. And you could tell because they were very careful. While fighting.
Gingerly so. I can't remember.
Very careful.
need
to get our deposit back.
Absolutely. Where the point where one guy gets thrown on a table and it's like there. And then all of a sudden collapses, very slowly collapsing. Table
yes.
Scene. Like, I got body slammed, sort of.
There's nobody that's pushed into windows. There's nobody that's pushed into bookcases.
Don't even get the fucking blood on this shit. It doesn't come off.
Not on the carpet. Guys. Like, it is very, very careful and cautious.
The most polite rape scenes ever.
Yeah, and that, like I said too, I don't like them. Trust me, I don't. They're not cool. They're not fun to watch. They're horrible, but it is completely and utterly needed. If this is what you're going for, if you want a revenge, you can't pussyfoot around it.
Yeah. Now, wouldn't you take it to their place? Wouldn't it make more sense if Bubbles and Pinky and Rachel stalked the guys?
Yeah.
Went to their fucking house. Maybe they have a fucking family and just killed them all.
Yeah. It's not very driven in the way of the characters. They always wait for something to come to them. Like, and that's why I think it doesn't work as a rape revenge because
It's very passive.
It's very passive. And that's why it's not empowering. And I was really, really wanting an empowering trans woman movie. And so it super lacked in that department because it is not.
No, and we have to believe that they just happen to be ready for the three guys to come find Bubbles so they can finish Bubbles off, forgetting that there's the other two women entirely that they tried to kill before. And just randomly is that night. Like, that's a lot of fucking disbelief. It's like the Noah's Ark experiment. Like, there's only so certain level of disbelief you can do before you're like, I don't know, man.
Well, and again, if you're going to go for non-disbelief, if you're going to go crazy, like Kung Pao crazy,
there you
go. Go for it. You know, it would be really hard to do with a rape story, but go for that. You know, like, you can't have your cake and eat it too. And this is what this movie was trying to do. And it just, it was so flippity floppity and such a mess.
Flippity flappity flu.
Yeah. The gore was lacking, and I feel like the heart of the movie was lacking.
Yeah.
We never understood what it means to be a trans woman because everything was just so weird and wacky. We're always suspending our disbelief to where we can't even connect with our main character, and that's a problem.
Yeah, I think you hit something on the head right there. It's if you are writing or, you know, doing the movie where it's going to be the main, like you said, the title is the movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ticked off trannies with a knives. With knives.
Plural, with the knives.
With the knives.
With the knives.
And, we only know no one's real life. Like, there's nothing besides one kind of like to watch a guy strip. That was her thing. She gets killed off in the first fucking scenes.
She had something to do with God.
Mom was a pimp. Still coming back with that one. But there's no cohesion. There's no, at one point, honestly, I had to watch the movie twice to even understand they had different names.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh shit, they're different people. When you said there was five, remember, I feel like, five. I'm like, really?
Tipper is easy to forget sometimes.
Tipper was Bubbles.
You forgot Bubbles?
No. I thought Tipper was Bubbles or Rachel Slur. Like,
oh,
fuck it. It's like someone blonde. Oh, who knows?
Yeah. No.
Again, Tipper's not even on an IMDb page.
No.
Even the fucking movie forgot Tipper.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck this.
Yeah. It's
Squirt. Who the fuck's Squirt?
I don't know who Squirt is. I do know who Flash is, though.
Flash.
And he's new. He's new to the club.
Yeah. He is new to the club, but he ain't new to fucking go-go dancing. I tell you that. Shake it, motherfucking ass.
So the ending. So they kill off the guys with very fake weapons.
Murder. And, yeah.
Yeah. Complete. And then what's his face? Boner. Sorry. How could I forget that? Boner has Bubbles and he's like, you like guys like me, assholes that treat you like shit and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Because she has the gun that was in his asshole, which I don't think, would that work? I don't think that would work.
I cringed when Pinky LaTrimm pulled the guy's knife out of his asshole for some reason, which goes against the game. The game was they're supposed to release it from their assholes. And if they die in the process, oh, well. But they're like, no, let me get this knife for you.
Oh, and I think it already went out. I think the...
Oh, yeah, it kind of... The blade.
By the way, great Foley work in this. the guy had such fun with it. Because it is so like shink, or when they're hitting them with the head, it's like it's great.
Sorry, I laughed. I need to make those sounds.
It's great. I'm like, oh, he had fun. I'm glad. I'm glad.
That's where the $300K went, man.
Yeah, honestly, they all looked like they had fun. So if they did, I'm glad. But.
Fun enough for a sequel of a different title. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that.
Zombies for Jesus or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're right. So these the guy's gone. I'm surprised if the gun was the way it was supposed to be, and it'll be just like the knife. I'm pretty sure the guy would have blown his fucking brains off by that.
Yeah.
He's tussling around. His butt cheeks are just going to, yeah.
Well, I don't think the gun would, I mean.
Where's Mythbusters when you need it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So take the gun, put it up the ballistic dummy's ass.
It
also around a bit.
Sorry, vegans, but it would have to be a pig's asshole. They always use pigs.
Pig's ass.
They always use because they're very anatomically close to us.
I sucked a pig before. That's right. That's why.
Did you suck a pig before? Did you say?
it was undercover. I didn't know.
That's a Black Mirror. That's the first episode. Well, he didn't suck.
Was it really? I never watched Black. Oh, I know. I watched the Black Mirror where he did the multiple choice.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Color thing. I never
The first episode, I think, was a politician had to fuck a pig on live camera.
Oh, it was UK. Okay. So yeah, it was basically David Cameron allegedly fucking that pig that was dead already.
This one, it was alive.
Oh, well.
In the thing.
UK does have class, you know.
Anyway, so yeah, so she's got the gun. He's like, you can't do it. You like guys like me who treat you like shit. And I see, that's the sad thing. I don't even remember her one-liner because that's like the moment, like that's always the big moment, like the one-liner, you know, like oh, Chucky, when it was like, you know, we're friends, right, pal? And he's like, this is the end, friend. Like, that's so great. And then he fucking kills him.
I rewound it to hear twice today for that one. And I still don't, I'm like, my mind just like, no, it didn't make sense, man.
Yeah,
it was, black it out.
It was like, you suck or whatever. So she shoots him, they stab him. And then she gets out the big fake, like big knife. It's not a knife. It's like a sword kind of thing. Yeah. It's weird.
Like a machete.
Yeah, kind of. It looks something like a Klingon would use. And she like stabs him in the head. Okay, I did laugh because like at the very end, there are these dead bodies all over. And Pinky says something like, you know, are we no different from them? And Rachel says something like, nope, we just murdered them all. That was the end.
That was the end. That's how it fucking ends. Exactly. It's like, that's just done.
And I laughed pretty hard at that.
And see, like, you're laughing at that. But for me, I was like, it's got to smell like ass in there, right? Because they literally like pull these weapons out of people's asses. And I'm a germaphobe. So I'm like, I don't know if I want to use this guy's gun, man. I know it's me or his life, but this came from this guy's ass. I'm good. I'll bring my own gun, thank you.
And honestly, too, like, I get it's, like, fun and funny, and again, like we said before, it's, like, kind of like a no-fucks-given ending. Yeah. It's a really no-fucks-given ending, because it's, like, are we better than them? Nope.
Nope. The more you know.
And so, to be honest, it has really no moral, no lesson, no journey, nothing.
Pinky's still Pinky. Rachel Slur is still Rachel Slur. Bubbles, still Bubbles. She needed her sisters to back her up. Three dead crackers, that's about, or I guess one dead cracker and two
one dead cracker. And then after that is we get to see everybody dance to their title names.
Tits out, yeah. That one was person had tits out. That was kind of good.
Oh, I didn't see. I'm all... I guess I'm just beaver shot because I didn't even see the tits.
Yeah. I'm not even sure if it was like prosthetic or not, but it was just like one of the people. I don't even know if it was one of the actresses there.
Oh, okay. But everybody was just dancing, having a good time. And I'm like, so that's why I was like, oh, everybody's having a good time. I'm glad about that.
I would have watched that. And that's the thing. Like, yeah. That's a club scene. That was a club scene. Like, so all the club scenes were kind of good.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Even
the banter with the bartender, that's all realistic, you know?
Because I think we needed more of that because it's like, that's their actual lives. So again, bottom line, I'm bummed out. I so wanted to like this movie because I like exploitation. I like Grindhouse. I like just goofy gore and silly and or at least just something. And it kind of never rose to any of the expectations that I had, nor did it surprise me in any way.
Oh, it surprised me.
Did it?
It surprised me how little you can do with $300,000. Absolutely surprised. Like, there's no fucking way. Like, what the?
What did the Payne say? Allegedly, the budget went to allegedly Tara Reid's alleged drug problem. Yeah, I mean, like this, one of these people had to have a fucking drug problem. That's all I know. Like $300K.
Hospital scenes are kind of expensive, from what I hear. So maybe that was it. I don't know.
But that's the thing. Like, if you had
honestly, that could have been cut.
Exactly. Like, why would you even do it? It's like, oh, honestly, I don't have
money for it. It could have been cut.
The exposition to shit out of everything else.
Yeah.
Just have her like in her apartment being post-op care.
Or have that as the missing reel.
Missing reel, shit we can't afford. Yeah.
Just in the next scene. I can't believe my friends are dead.
I can't believe my at the graveyard. Like, I can't believe they're dead.
Yeah, right. Well, and see, that's another thing too. There's no closure. That's the thing. These two women died, and there is no closure. We don't get a funeral.
Mm-mm.
Going back to Serve Nazis Must Die, at least we had a funeral scene. We had that other scene. Like, there's consequence to these Bubbles actions. Bubbles
flashes back to live people when she's doing the flashback why she's killing the guy.
Yes, right, exactly.
Like, those people are still fucking next to you. Like,
yeah, they're like, right there.
Back to your friends who died from this asshole? Like, ah, no, these people are more important.
Right. And we don't know how she met Boner. We don't know how, like, just something like that. All we know is that they went to a party. I guess he again, put something in her drink, she said.
Yeah.
And again, like, that's brushed over. Like, you know, it's like, so
it could
again,
be a whole date rapey thing.
He's a like, date rapist, yeah. A serial date rapist. And you're just like.
But a monogamous one. He just kind of date rapes the same person.
Well, we don't know that. This movie. We don't know that.
I guess the second time is not date rape. I guess the second time is just more like.
And again, like I said, we don't know how many times. We don't know who. We don't know if the other girls were raped when they were. Like, we don't.
Wouldn't that make a better movie? I'm not advocating for other people to rape, but at least they'd give them a. Wouldn't it make a better movie if they raped the other girls?
It would have made it at least more emotionally impactful.
They can bond together over, like. I'm not
saying that Showgirls is a good movie. I'm not saying that.
Mm.
I'm not saying that it's well written, but at least with that revenge plot, which was a weird revenge plot that they just kind of threw in there, at least it was gratifying and it was visceral because we did see the rape. You know, her friend was raped. She goes in there. She kicks ass. She looked gorgeous doing it too. And that's kind of what we wanted, yeah. You know?
Or at the very least, a Boys Don't Cry, where the person is raped and it don't end well.
Right.
I mean, it's not the revenge scene afterwards. It's like, oh, that's realistic.
Well, and that's the thing is, like, I Spit on Your Grave is more of a dark tone. Like, if you're going to go dark, go dark.
Go full fucking, yeah.
Go dark. And you know what? Even if it's kind of shitty, like, quality, there's a lot of people willing to forgive that if you have a good story. And you had good characters. I also was kind of pissed off, too, because, okay, so names are very important within the trans community.
Rachel Slur's not a good name.
And I thought that was, in a way, kind of disheartening, too. Because these names are very, these are the drag names. These are very, like, silly and fun. Boner is a weird name. I thought it would be interesting if they had played on that to where, like, at one point, like, Bubbles has a name for herself, you know? Yeah. Like,
who do you get your
Erica.
Mail? Yeah, like... What is your fucking magazine address to? It's not fucking Bubbles LaQuit.
Yeah, like, whatever her name is. Not her performing name. Yeah. Not her stage name. And then to use that, too, in those moments of vulnerability. Because that would have been something, too, that we can connect to as an audience. It's hard to connect with... I mean, it's not hard to connect with the stage names, but it does give it a lighter tone. When you're worried about people called emigration... Rachel Slur, it does have this more comedic tone to it, yeah. You know,
and then, names matter,
yeah, and names absolutely matter. So that would have been something that would have been really great to have gone into. Anywho, this has been like a long fucking podcast.
It's a five-parter.
Oh my god. But I did want to go to the facts some facts that I have that are not super fun facts, but are needed facts. I just wanted to give, I guess, a shout out. Just as I was, you know, reviewing this and reading this and doing this, and I would suggest if people are interested, if you're on Twitter, there's tons of fantastic trans women that are on Twitter and following them and chatting with them. And I want to do more too in the future with trans women, because a lot of that too is like body horror that they talk about, and I find that really interesting. Anyway, so my facts. Oh, yes. Two shout outs. I do want to talk about Monica Diamond, who is a trans woman. She was shot several times in the back of an ambulance. And she, Jesus. Yeah, in North Carolina. And she died on March 21st, 2020. So that was recent.
So I get this story correct. She was shot in the back of it. Like, she was in the ambulance and then shot?
I believe so. In the ambulance? Yes.
What the fuck?
And then Joanna Metzger was stabbed to death in Baltimore, Maryland on April 11th. I believe that her mom said that it wasn't a hate crime. She just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, but she's believed to be the sixth transgender or gender nonconforming person killed in the United States in 2020. So I just wanted to talk about that a little bit. There's a lot, obviously, that goes into that. But first, let's talk about transgenderism. For people who don't know, it's basically an umbrella term to capture the spectrum of gender identity and gender expression. So basically, it involves the expression over somebody's identity through social roles, appearances, and behaviors. So you might see that a lot, like if a person is cis, that means that they kind of identify with their own gender and sex. So if, say, you're a cis male, that means that you're a man, born as a man, feel as a man, you're a man. Congratulations.
I've been waiting for someone to say that all my life.
Congratulations.
Finally. But and, I want to be a real boy.
And then queer and transgender sometimes kind of overlap each other. Some people refer to themselves as queer, as being like non-conforming. But sometimes people will call themselves transgendered too. But a lot of times when we do say transgendered, what we usually think of, or a lot of times what that means, is people who are, say, born a certain sex but feel the opposite gender, let's say. So they are a woman, they identify as a woman. Perhaps they will go through like HRT to become more physically a woman, but that doesn't always necessarily mean anything. It is super rude to ask them that. Don't ask about their junk. Just don't ask about people's junk in general.
Right, which was so weird when in the beginning of the movie, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's what I think it was Rachel Sur. I'm just blaming everything on Rachel Slur, but you know.
She's very outspoken in this movie.
Yeah, every quote is going to be like, insanity is repeating the same thing and expecting, that's Rachel Slur. But it's like, we got, you know, no, actually, it might have been, who's the one that got killed off? Tipper Waitress. Oh, sorry, yeah, Tipper Gore.
Tipper some more.
Sorry. Tipper Gore is actually someone. Yeah, Tipper some more. So,
Tipper Gore was in this, allegedly. You know,
allegedly, actually, I got beef to pick for Tipper Gore. Like, fucking CDs that can't even play them. Like, we got, what does that make us? They're talking about bi guys. Like, what about us? Like, well, we got tits and then male plumbing. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I don't really see that a lot in the community. They're talking so much about their own male genitalia.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm glad you brought that up. So I was like, that's like,
I think too, there's also this kind of, sometimes a divide that I hear too, is female performers, like impersonators, and trans women. Because a lot of times people on the outside will think that they're one and the same.
Like Tina Fey. She's a female impersonator, right? She does like Palin.
Yeah.
And
okay. And she's, yeah. I know where you're going.
Yeah, today's lawsuit brought to you by.
But there, you know, because there's a little bit more of a blur in that. And even in this too, there's a blur because they are performers. Yes. But some of these actresses are trans women.
Right.
And some of them are not. Like the person who played Rachel Slur is Willem. Well, he also goes just by Willem. Okay. So that's fine too. Who is male. So I think a lot of times people get kind of confused. Like, oh, there's all these blurs and this and that and whatnot. And that's kind of just sexuality. There are a lot of blurs and weirdness and whatnot. And yeah, don't ask people about their junk.
But there's a very easy way of doing this. And we're going to offer this. Haunted Montreal is going to offer this as a service. You ready? Let's say you're an old dude or whatever, or you're just like some fato named Chewy or Nacho Cheese, whatever the fucking your name is. You meet Ignacio. Someone. And like, hi, what's your name? My name is. And you can say, oh, great. And then you call them by their name.
Yeah.
It's just so fucking weird. I know. I'm just throwing that shit out there. And for pronouns, if someone says like he or she and you get corrected and say they, just use they.
Yeah.
Just fucking use it.
Yeah.
Say something else, use that. Who gives a shit? Just use whatever makes the person you're talking to, your interlocutor, feel comfortable.
Feel like a person.
Right.
You know, amazing. And if that frustrates you, you can be frustrated. That's okay. Just be frustrated on your own. Like, I hate slow drivers. They fucking piss me off. But I'm not going to, like, go right on their grill and be like, get out of my way, you piece of shit. No, I'm going to go home and be like, motherfucker, who's in my way. Oh, and now I can't. Be, but you know what I mean? You get my drift. Like,
yeah,
it's okay to be frustrated at these new and changing things because you don't want to be an asshole, you know? And then if somebody does call you an asshole, you're like, I'm trying not to be an asshole. Like, I get it. I do get that.
And that's, I hate to even give this guy any fucking publicity, but one thing that Greg Fitzsimmons, the comedian, did say that was smart that I've heard him say was about road rage and was it applies anywhere really. Like, don't make that one thing the rest of your life moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't invite someone's hate the rest of your life. Don't be that person where it's just like, don't just let it go.
Yeah.
Go to your house, like fucking paint something.
Yeah.
Whatever right. You have to do to relieve yourself.
And just treat that person just like a person. And again, like, you don't really have to like the person. There's a lot of assholes that are that are trans. There's a lot of assholes that are gay. There's a lot of assholes that are bi. There's a lot of assholes that are straight. There's a lot of assholes. There are a lot of assholes in the world. You know what? But there's also
and some
really
have
nice.
Guns. Some have knives up their
right.
Some exactly. Have nothing up their ass.
Some of them work for Haunted MTL.
Yeah. Some work for Haunted MTL. And some assholes have been empty for over a year, Rachel.
Right. And Rachel. Sometimes you just gotta just get one drink, okay? And then
get
split.
A drink and shove something up the ass.
But so, yeah. So do that.
I derailed like, your fucking speech. And,
that's okay. That's okay.
I'm sorry. Like, you're doing this a heartfelt saying of like.
Yeah, my life is full of heartfelt sayings that get interrupted. That's fine. Just like cross-dressing, it's not necessarily a sign of gender identity or sexual orientation, just like gender fluidity. I mean, it can mean a lot of different things. But I do want to give a shout out that transgender men and women, trans men and trans women, do have a lot of stresses. According to the National Coalition of Anti-Violence Programs, 55% of all reported LGBT homicide victims were transgendered women. And 50 of those were women of color.
Yeah.
And so, again, if you're talking about a very, very small percentage and a very big percentage in that small percentage, that's not good.
But wait.
I'm not good now.
I think that transgender people, you need to use the bathroom that's listed on your driver's license because I don't want you looking at my kid's pee-pee.
Yeah.
You're just trying to get into the boys' room, aren't you? Are you just trying to get in the girls' room,
aren't you? Because everyone's so interested in bodily functions and
honestly,
multi-gendered rooms.
Can we just have bathrooms that are just individual stalls?
Like anyway, the rest of the fucking world, yeah.
Can we just do that? Because when I take a shit, I don't want anybody else listening or smelling
that's my nightmare.
Or feeling.
How do you feel it? It's like, oh, are you looking for a knife? Like, I'm looking for my knife. Hold on. It's going to come out.
It gets intense, okay? It gets intense.
It's like.
But yeah, yes, that is it's a frustrating thing. Because again, it's like, I'm sorry. I don't want anybody looking in on anybody.
Yeah.
And
like, I don't know if that was like a problem. Like, is that a thing? People are like really afraid. They're looking at their. You know, like, oh, this person's looking at my dick because I piss.
But
like,
again, are you gonna do that with lesbians in girls' bathrooms or gay people in men's bathrooms? Like,
gay lesbians are fine. Guys, you can't be gay.
Well, and you can't be bi because that's magical. That's
your unicorn leprechaun from the movie, by the way.
That was in the movie when they're kind of by bashing a bit so it's not good. Also the National Transgender Discrimination Survey said that 78% of transgendered and gender non-conforming students in grades K through 12 experienced harassment, while 35% experienced physical assault and 12% experienced sexual violence,
and 4% of transgender adults have reported making a suicide attempt.
Yes.
With like 90-something% before the age of 25. And that comes from Transgender Survey.
Yes.
2015.
It is a huge, huge, huge problem in the community. Protecting our trans women of color and protecting our trans people. We need to get more involved in that. We do. Because it's not acceptable. It's just not acceptable. And we have to get rid of this turfism. We have to get rid of all of this intolerance within the same community to be able to support each other. And again, to treat each other as humans and people. And
man, I'm going to get shit for this. But as Dave Chappelle said, you're all in the same fucking car.
You're going to get shit for that.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to get shit for that. But the point is like, there's so many people are willing to tear each other down. Don't be part of the tearing down.
Don't be part of it. Honestly, there was a moment very recently where I said something on an internet thing, and I never get friends from this, and I didn't this time, but I still said it, and I'm glad that I did. And even just saying something.
It was about the Flash's dick.
I wish it was about the Flash's dick. No, this is actually going to be, I'll plug this. This is actually going to be an essay that I wrote that is going to be on Gaily Dreadful's Pride Extravaganza.
What?
I don't know when. I don't know where. Well, I do know where.
Well, you don't wear it. You just said it.
It's Gaily Dreadful. But be that person sometimes. And if you are that person, thank you. Continue to be it. I know sometimes it's a thankless and shitty thing to be in, because you get then the attention on you, but you know what, it's fucking needed. And wear your goddamn masks. I felt like I had one more thing to say. I just wanted to talk about the gay panic defense too. This is from the American Bar Association, so legalities. The panic defense is basically, it's a legal strategy in which the defendant claims that they acted in a state of violent temporary insanity, committing assault or murder because of unwanted same-sex sexual advances. And a defendant may allege that they found the same-sex sexual advances so offensive or frightening that they were provoked into reacting and were acting in self-defense and were in diminished capacity, basically temporarily insane.
Does that mean every woman who walks past a construction site can pull out her gun and just blow people away?
I don't think so.
I'm guessing it would be like the same, like, hey, I found those sexual advances towards me walking past a construction site so fucking violent against my ideology, I had to make them all pay.
No, because it's not in the benefit of...
Oh, it only works one way. Yes. Sorry.
Damn.
Now, to be fair, historically, the use of the gay panic defense has not typically resulted in an acquittal of a defendant, but it has been used to make the defendant who is usually found guilty on lesser charges. So, or that may be like a thing of a mitigating factor to reduce capability of the thing. So like say, you know, manslaughter two, you know, instead of first degree murder or something like that. So that has happened. One of the most biggest cases on that was the Jenny Jones case, which Jonathan Schmitz was tried for first degree murder. It was also used unsuccessfully in the death of Matthew Shepard, but it is a thing that people can use as a defense mechanism and has, in some degree, has had success. Now, in the United States, it has only been banned in 10 states.
Oh, good.
So, and only two of them within the year 2020. The new kids on the block are New Jersey and Washington. But so only 10 states within America have banned this. So if I would suggest, if you think this is bullshit, contacting your legislator and telling them that you would like this to be banned. Be sure to say that you're trying to ban the gay/trans panic defense. Let your own politicians know that equality should be under the law. So that's also...
Yeah, and I wonder if those states have any correlation to the states that allow gendered bathrooms versus open plan bathrooms.
I'm not sure. I think with the case of, because a lot of times too, gender identity is not, I believe, covered under like workplace.
Protected.
Hey, Brannick here. What I'm saying in the podcast right now is gloriously null and void. In a historic ruling in June 2020, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that LGBTQ rights are now included in the Civil Rights Act of 1964, meaning that employers cannot discriminate against sexual orientation or gender identity, a huge and needed step towards equality.
I think people always try to give the government the benefit of the doubt or give the legal system the benefit of the doubt.
How will that work out? Yeah.
But people forget that the legal system is literally rules lawyering. It is really, really, literally just based on rules. And so unless a rule is made, that's not going to happen. That could be introduced, you know? So we do get bullshit laws and things like that. So anyway, that's the bad news that I had for this.
Yay, bad news.
Do you have anything else that you would like to say about this movie?
So yeah, that was the first act of the movie. Stay tuned and part two we discuss the second.
Oh my god, act.
I want to thank you for suggesting the movie, even though it had a lot of issues. I was really excited. I'm like, oh my god, this is like my wish list. This is great. There are great moments of this movie. Unfortunately, that's what makes it frustrating, because if you see a movie that sucks all the way through, you're like, oh, the movie didn't have a chance. You're like, oh, this movie had a fucking chance. It had a fucking chance. It just didn't do what it needed to be done. And so you just keep rewinding the great moments and like enjoy the fun banter of it. Like, I could see a TV series being developed out of this. They just go around and kill people.
That would be great.
Who deserve it? They're like random fucking people.
Right. ATM. No, that would be awesome. Like, they go and help trans women who get...
Absolutely.
Yeah, like A-team it, but you know, with trans women. And
I would go dark. I would say trans teens. Like, they help trans teens kill bullies. That's it. That's the entire... I go really fucking dark on my shit, man.
Okay. See, I would go lighter, but still have it about character development, because I'm a sucker for characters. But... Oh,
like my taste in mysteries. Instead of a mystery, they have a bully to kill.
Right.
Every time a pigeon comes in, it's like, boop.
Oh,
gotta kill this motherfucker, yeah.
I gotta kill this rapist.
And there's no shortage of rapists, so they can go on for a long time and still be believable.
Well, and you know, with the gay panic defense, they could get off, and still, this is how the only way of the West.
That's vengeance. Right. Shore that shit up, man. That's exactly how to do. So, what's your big takeaway from the movie?
Big takeaway is go one way or the other. Go super goofy or super dark. over, it was too tonally crazy all over the place. And again, I felt like it was sad. It was like a kind of a wasted effort because our main character never really fully actualized. And that's what I was looking for. That's what you're looking for in a rape revenge.
I'm so glad you finished the sentence. Like, that's what you're looking for in a rape. I'm like, revenge. Like, oh, thank you for finishing that one. Oh, yeah.
You know, set up.
There's got to be some payoff in rapes. Jeez.
Well, so I'd like to
apologize to.
I don't. And again, I don't even like this type of genre. But
remember when we thought feminazi was a bad thing? Like, we had to do like apologies for that. You guys had to apologize.
I do.
Those good days?
I remember those days. Those days of yore. And I was like, well, it wasn't even my joke, but I'll stand up for it.
But but that's exactly it. This has so many, if you're going to do it hard.
Yeah.
Make it real.
Yeah.
Because there's no like light rape.
No. Right. Like, and to do that is dismissive.
Absolutely. It's kind of like, she got a little black eye.
Yeah. She has black eyeshadow on. Oh, no. Because this is, unfortunately and sadly, a thing that happens a lot in the trans community. Talk to trans women. Like, get their stories.
Right.
Get their, what do you want to see? How would you get your revenge? You know, I think, I think you would come up with a lot of great ideas. If you're going to have like more than one character get their revenge, do it in three different ways.
Yeah. If there's 45% of any population that is trying to kill themselves,
yeah,
chances are they got some dark fucking shit to tell you.
Right. Tap into that. Exactly. It can be cathartic. It can be extremely cathartic. And, you know, art is, as a lot of us arty people know, is about catharsis. You know, we take what pain and what frustrations and anger and sadness that we have, and we turn it into something different. And whether that is comedic or dark or something like that, I mean, that would have been a wonderful slice to have, like, for these women. But so I felt, again, go big or go hard. I mean, wait. Go big or go big and hard.
You're still thinking about Flash, aren't you?
He wasn't hard. He was just like,
I wasn't really that big.
Floppy woppy. Kind
of like, yeah, it was
Game
more
of Thrones
like
in
semi.
It. Yeah. Game of Thrones of it.
I don't know which part of the Game of Thrones you watched for that.
The floppy wieners.
Were there floppy wieners in Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
The Unsullied were like, the Unsullied were circumcised. It's called castration. Like, they were really circumcised. Like, okay, so I need to watch Game of Thrones again, apparently. There's and Resident wieners. Evil for the people.
And Spartacus has lots.
Spartacus, they even make like a point about it, like that one Gaul's cock.
Yeah, Spartacus, lots of floppy wieners. Lots. And boobs.
And Lucy Lawless, yeah.
Yes! So
I never understood the appeal. I was driving across country when I saw Spartacus. I'm like, what the fuck? Same episode 15 times in a row. I'm like, wait, is that Xena? Is she naked? What the shit?
It has John Hannah and Xena, Lucy Lawless. It's good.
Uncle from The Mummy.
Yeah. Yes. I had such a weird crush on him when I was younger, so...
Really?
Yeah. I watched
Not Brendan Fraser.
Nope. I watched Sliding Doors. So I was like, I like John Hannah. And then I watched The Mummy and I was like, yes, John Hannah.
More John Hannah films.
Yeah. I had a lot of weird crushes.
Yeah. Lucy Lawless called back to Ash and the Evil Dead. Ash versus the Evil Dead, actually, yeah.
And Boogeyman, which we just watched on Throwdown.
Right.
Yep.
And I'm not going to tell you who won Boogeyman because that's up to our fans to do. And remember, if you're listening to the Throwdown podcast after this, if you're still awake and you're listening to the Throwdown podcast, every time you vote using hashtags for either Box Human or Evie.
Box Human. Just Box Human.
Box of Dicks. Just Box Human? I called you Box Human, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. I know. I'm just saying it only counts if you do it for
it's
me.
It's fucking Tuesday for me. It's Tuesday for me. I'm a little bit slow right now.
It only counts if it's for me.
Yeah. But we donate money to every vote the winner gets. You can vote multiple times. I don't give a shit. And donate money to the Trevor Project. Again, just like here, the more listens you do, put this shit on loop.
All you got to do is listen. Yeah. Just listen.
Don't even, just press play and walk away.
Don't fucking do that. I mean, pretty still, funny.
I'll still give like money to the Trevor Project either
way. I mean, pretty insightful sometimes. I mean, yeah, we'll still get money, but you know, give it a listen, maybe.
Yeah, it's just because our podcasts go longer than the actual movie running time.
That's how
we could have did a script read.
That is how most podcasts go. Duh.
Really?
I don't
know how podcasts. Yes. Obviously, I don't know.
Like 1 hour and 30 to 2 hours for one movie.
Wow. And here it was in the beginning, I'm like, okay, fuckers, don't go over 30 because who's going to listen to this shit over 30 minutes?
I know. When you said that, I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
You ever listen to podcasts? Like, no. I don't got time for this shit.
All right. So that's all we have.
I think my damage is done here. Thank you.
Okay. Yes. We apologize to everybody.
Yeah. Just apologize to every motherfucker. Floppy dicks in Game of Thrones, cut off dicks in Spartacus, and yeah, everyone else. Beavers all over.
Yep. Go look for that beaver shot. We will see you later.